Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
With its abundant natural beauty, charming towns, and friendly people, South Carolina offers the kind of discoveries that stay with you long after you've left. Like the realization you're good at something you never before tried. Or your first oyster roast and a taste you didn't expect to love. And other times, it just hits. Like the view on a windswept Appalachian mountaintop. So come find the undiscovered you in South Carolina. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
During an interview with Howard Stern last week, Jennifer Lopez said she never felt loved by any of her exes. And of course, everything was their fault. She said, what I learned from her relationships, I learned that it's not that I'm not lovable. It's that they're not capable. They don't have it in them. They need to appreciate the little person inside of them. They need to love them. Well, one of her ex-husbands, I'm probably going to pronounce this wrong. Is it Ohani Noah? Mm-hmm. Who was married to J-Lo from 1997 to 98. Didn't take that, obviously. So he spoke up and said, let me just say, stop putting us down. Stop putting me down with your victim card. The problem is not us, not me. The problem is you. Then he accused her of being unfaithful. He said, you are the one who couldn't keep it in your pants. You have been, quote unquote, loved a few times. You have been married four times and have had countless relationships in between. You have had good relationships. Me, for example. I was good to you. I'm too good of a man for you. And then he basically just said that J-Lo lied and cheated and chose fame and fortune over him. And yet she begged him to stay when he'd finally had enough because she didn't want bad press. And he asked her to, quote, tell the truth for once. Let people know that you are the problem. You should be embarrassed. Ashamed of yourself.
Damn. So let me steal this wisdom, this wisdom nugget. I think it came from Buddha, which is if everybody around you is an a-hole, you're probably the a-hole.
Yeah, I think that's pretty fair.
And when you're saying no one has ever loved me. Everybody around me has been terrible. You're probably terrible.
And speaking in absolutes like that, she should know better. Like, those relationships ended, and maybe some were a majority his fault, but you also have to take responsibility and accountability for the role you played. I think it's very seldom that a relationship ends unless it's ending because of like horrendous, nefarious reasons, because it's something somebody did. Most of the time, there's a percentage of whose fault it is, but very rarely will you find where like one partner is 0% at fault and one partner is 100% at fault.
Never.
So for her to say like her four marriages and everybody she's dated, it's because these men couldn't love themselves and that she is lovable. I have no doubt that you are seeking this deep love and you are deserving of that. But girl, you got to sit down and look at yourself in the mirror and take some accountability of whatever role you played in all of these relationships.
Yeah, I'm not no certified therapist and I'm not ChatGPT, but I'm guessing she didn't feel a whole bunch of love for herself. Because you can't love yourself, then the people around you, you're not going to be able to accept their love either. But, you know, ChatGPT now will tell us that we're always the right one and everybody else is wrong.
And like, I can sit back. And because, you know, we have joked often on this show, like, you know, every guy I dated, you know, before Bart cheated on me. Right. And like, while it was wrong that they did that, I can also take a step back and look at me as a person then. And my self-esteem was so low. I was so needy. I probably wasn't the easiest person to be in a relationship with. And I may have went a little crazy at times. So I will take ownership of that. Now, does that excuse the behavior? No. But I will take I will take responsibility and ownership for my role in the relationship not working. Should they have cheated? No. But also, was I a perfect partner? No.
I saw on social media somewhere that it was some kind of quote where it's like, the worst person you know is getting told they're not the problem in therapy. Because sometimes I think therapists can be a little bit too validating in the journey of trying to build up somebody's self-worth, where it's like they'll tell their side of the story and it's almost like in a toxic way, their therapist maybe doesn't take their side, but will create some kind of narrative to where it almost skirts accountability. And honestly, to me, that's what it sounds like Jennifer Lopez has been through. Like, she's been in some therapist's office who's like, maybe it's not that you're not lovable, but maybe those people just weren't capable of loving you. And that feels really good. So you just take it and run with it. A relationship that's way less toxic and one that I've been enjoying following on social media is Callum Turner and Dua Lipa. And Callum Turner recently in an interview revealed that they were reading the same book when they first met. And it is the cutest freaking story ever. So he said that they sat next to each other and realized that they were reading the same book, which is crazy. He said that he had just finished the first chapter and had told Dua, and she looked at him and said, I just finished the first chapter too. And then this is where he gets her. This is the greatest. He goes, so we're on the same page. Is that not the smoothest pickup line?
Oh, I just think
it's so cute.
So in love.
I love when hot people are also clever.
I generally don't care if celebrities stay together or not, but this one right here, if they broke up, I'd be like a little like, oh man, they seem so, dang it.
Love is dead.
Dang it.
Hey, The Bird Show.
I don't know what this says about me, but watching gnats struggle for their life and then die has been so strangely satisfying for me the last 3 weeks.
Signs you're going to become a serial killer.
Maybe.
No, I'm just kidding.
Are you guys having gnat problems in your house?
No.
No?
No.
I sure am. And Amanda showed me a trick that you take a little dipping bowl, not a ramekin. Ramekin. Mm-hmm. A little dipping bowl, and you put saran wrap over the top. You put apple cider vinegar in the dipping bowl. Then you put saran wrap over the top, and then you cut like little slits in the very top with a knife, and the gnats go to get the apple cider, and then they get trapped in there, and they're like, it's been so satisfying. Just watching them struggle for their life and then dive into that apple cider vinegar and never come back out.
I think you just found your post-retirement hobby, watching gnats die.
This is it.
This is it.
The first couple of months, this will absolutely be it right here.
Exciting.
All right, so Melanie told us on Friday she was going low route, man. She was stepping into psycho and she knew it. She was going to try to hook up with her ex's dad over the weekend. Melanie, again, what was the reason? What did he do that was so bad to you that you're like, you know, I'm getting back at this guy and I'm gonna sleep with his dad?
He cheated.
He cheated.
Even just like cheating, still, that still feels like a leap to sleeping with your ex's dad, because, you know, I just mentioned earlier, I've been cheated on numerous times, but my knee-jerk reaction was never to sleep with one of their dads.
That would have been a lot of dads in your case.
Like, the relationship, it would have been so many dads.
So many dads.
It would have been like a starting five. We could have started a basketball game. So was the relationship also, like, there has to be more, right? Was he just that bad of a dude?
He was pretty bad.
Okay.
He was pretty awful to me. Like always. And I just, you know, let all of the red flags kind of hang out in the wind.
You know, I just had a thought. If he was such a rotten guy, I wonder if his dad was just as rotten. So you're going to end up like linking up with another rotten guy.
That's why I was like, I don't really feel how this is a win. You know what I mean? Like, unless there's some kind of deep-rooted trauma here to where he always compared himself to his dad. And so if you slept with the dad, then he would kind of subconsciously be like, I knew my dad was always better than me. And then my ex is going with my dad. Oh.
Yeah, it seemed backwards.
I mean, that was the idea, but...
Melanie, but if you just wanted to sleep...
It did not work out that way.
If you just wanted to sleep with his dad, you could have just done that. We don't have to have the whole revenge plan.
Yeah, sure. Just hook up. So what did happen over the weekend?
Well, I went to the salsa class, his dad's salsa class, and went to the bar after. He was there, and I went up to him at the bar, and I was flirting with him, and he was into it. And of course, at the best time ever, my ex rolls up with the woman that he was cheating on me with.
Oopsie.
Okay. Busted.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. He rolls up to hang out with his dad, and he is very confused as to why I'm there. His dad is confused. His dad is kind of embarrassed, actually, and upset. And the girlfriend's just standing there looking smug. Of course she is. And I left. I just left. Yeah, and my ex finally texted me back, so at least I got a text back from him, but it was to say to stay away or he'll get a restraining order.
Not exactly the way you wanted it to play out. Okay.
Oh, girl. And, okay, well,
in the apple cider vinegar dish that is life, you are the fruit fly. I'm sorry to say, Melanie.
Apparently.
And the ex is watching her just struggle for her relationship life right now.
Well, I think we can all agree this was a little bit flawed to begin with. And I think the universe was like, yeah, we're not going to let you complete this mission. So now let's just go ahead and like bury that relationship and try to date yourself for a little bit, girlfriend.
Yeah, move on.
Date yourself.
Move on with your life.
Find other dads.
The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Upgrade your kitchen today with Clearview Cabinetry. We offer a great selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and with cabinet accessories to match your unique style. View our selection of Clearview Cabinetry on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
So on to stuff way more superficial.
Way more superficial because
Abby.
My Instagram DMs were absolutely on fire last week.
Oh my God, are you talking about the soft launch? I have been dying to know about this the entire weekend.
So my Instagram DMs were on fire because I posted a photo on Thursday of me grasping my cocktail. I think it was a margarita, and there was a man sitting across from me grasping a beer. I can't even remember, honestly. And
oh no, I remember. Because I saw it and I paused it and I zoomed in.
Same.
I zoomed in on him and then I went back in the stories to see what Jackson was wearing and what Mikey was wearing to make sure you weren't trying to pull a ruse. And then I was like, no, the night we all hung out at Flight Club, nobody was wearing. Who is the man wearing the crimson pullover with the shirt underneath and holding the beverage?
Yeah, no shade to Jackson and Mikey, but none of them are that well dressed. As soon as I saw that like preppy look, I was like, woo-hoo!
Yeah, only one person in my DMs was like, I feel like this might be a soft launch, but at the same time, I feel like it's maybe Mikey just dressing up as some preppy lawyer or whatever. So I posted that on my Instagram story. Of course, everybody went absolutely crazy. And I was like, I can't respond to every single person and explain what's going on. So I figured I would just do a public service announcement on the Bert Show that I am not dating anybody right now. So
what the hell was that?
Let me give some context. So we were hanging out on Thursday at Flight Club. And we were having our final Bert Show hurrah. We were having a hangout. The whole youth group was there. The entire staff is at Flight Club hanging out. And after about a couple hours, it was just the youth group hanging out, drinking, playing some games, and chilling at that Flight Club. And so we're playing this game that's called Fingers. Am I getting this right?
Yeah, I think that's what it's called.
It's called Fingers. And basically, you put your fingers all in a circle. Everyone puts their index fingers in a circle. What are you guys passing around?
No, don't worry about it.
Sorry. So we all have our fingers down on the table. And basically you go around in a circle and you have to declare how many people you think are going to keep their finger down on a table. So like if it's me and I go three and people in there's like only three fingers on the table, then you're out and you basically like you don't lose in the end. So we were all doing these bets as the night was going on. So like one bet was that you had to buy shots for everybody or you had to buy a round of drinks for everyone. And the final bet of the night was if you lose this round of fingers, you have to let us being the youth group, post whatever you want on your Instagram story. So of course, as luck would have it,
I lose the last game of fingers, and they're all like, oh, what can we put on every story? It'll be so crazy. So crazy. So fun. Oh. So then they're like, oh, there's a group of guys over there that look like they're in town for work. Let's make Abby post one of them on her story as if he is her boyfriend and she's soft launching this new guy.
I hate you all. Oh, man. I hate you all.
It was a fight to get one of those guys to agree to this.
Is it because they had girlfriends?
No. So,
no, because it's a bunch of random drunk strangers in a bar coming up being like, let me post you on my Instagram story.
So we spot these group of guys and I'm like, y'all, I can do it. I can go get one of these guys to be willing to take this picture. And like, all right, Katie, you just go down there. I go over, I'm like, hey guys, hey, sorry to interrupt your game. And it's just only a group of guys and it's like one random woman, but she looks like she could be old enough to be their mom. So I didn't take her seriously.
Girl on girl crime.
Okay. It wasn't giving romantic vibes. So I knew I was like, they're not. So I'm like, hey guys, all right. Anybody want to pretend to be my friend's boyfriend for a picture? I'll buy you a shot.
Like, who is this sad spinster in the corner?
So then all the guys go, nose goes.
Are you serious?
Yes. So they play around and nose goes, and then they're like, this guy, I'm gonna call him Jeb or something like that. They're like, he'll do it. And so he's like, all right, sure, just where I gotta go. And so I take him over. He willingly, he's happy to take the picture. And then I'm like, hey man, you want that shot? He's like, nah, I'm good. Walks off with his beer. Just kept it pushing.
Abby, on a scale of 1 to 10, how awkward was that?
Yeah, happy is a stretch. It was probably like a 4 on the scale from 1 to 10. Jeb was confused. He's just sitting there, and I'm like, I'm sorry, my friends make me do this. He goes, this has nothing to do with me. I don't care. Take the photo.
Oh, damn. See, like, if this is some kind of rom-com on Netflix, you guys fall in love. The chemistry is undeniable, but no, this ain't Netflix.
It was not that. He wanted let loose.
Yeah, I think Jeb was a little bit nervous. I think Jeb felt a little awkward. He's like, is this a trap? Are they making fun of me? I'm like, no, dude, just put your hands out, you know, and pose for the photo.
It was a quintessential soft launch photo. Like, who took it?
Rebecca.
That was me.
Girl, yeah. That was impressive.
No, I knew what to do. I learned the art of the tease, especially for a good soft launch, having Abby's hand so delicately posed around her margarita, the quarter zip in frame, but not too much of his face, showing that this is definitely not Mikey or Jackson.
Yes.
It was very romantic.
I mean, I'm not kidding you. I saw that in the zoom in I was doing, and then the going back and forth between the stories to confirm, because like I was there. And I was like, I didn't drink, so I remembered what Jackson and Mikey were wearing, but I still needed to confirm that they were not in the ones with the red pull. Well played.
Thank you.
Well played.
What are we missing in this whole thing, Rebecca?
Listen, hire me for your soft launches, okay? This could go on my resume. I need a job. You can pay me for these. All $5 a pop.
All I'm going to say is when I finally do soft launch a man, I will be hiring Rebecca as my PR team because she did an exceptional job.
Thank you. Have to know what your DMs look like after that photo hit your Insta story.
Every single DM was either like the side eye where people are like, ooh, 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 or they're like, soft launch. People were so into it that somebody screenshotted my story and posted it on our fan group Facebook page, and they said, does Abby have a boyfriend now? And let me tell you, you will not have to question. When I do finally snag a man, the PR rollout that I'm going to have is going to be so beautifully curated. There will be no questions had. If I'm just posting a random man on like a Thursday or a Saturday, it's because I'm a little tipsy and I'm feeling a little nefarious.
Well, I feel like you've become that one person for everybody, that you have a friend that's got this great personality and she's a great cat. Yet she's struggling and we're watching her struggle over and over and over again on these dates, that when she finally links up with the dude, you're like celebrating. You're that person now.
That's why I'm going to have that PR rollout, because I know the people are watching and I want to give hope that even if you are a sad, lonely spinster who goes out on a new date every weekend and is disappointed by the pool of men out there, that one day, I'm going to find somebody. And when I do, it's going to be epic.
Listen, to all of you, all of the shenanigan that you pulled, I'm not mad.
I know I am.
I'm not disappointed.
I'm both.
I'm really impressed.
Mission accomplished.
I'm really, really impressed.
They have learned well.
Oh, my gosh.
They have learned well.
Mama is so proud.
I'm so mad. All right, we only have a couple of times to remind you guys about our Burt's Big Adventure raffle right now. So here's going to be a big one for you because the deadline to get your raffle ticket is coming up here real quick.
Wednesday, 5 p.m., our raffle ends. And as Burt has been reminding you guys, the Burt Show is the curtains are closing on Friday, October 24th. So this is the last time we're going to be full-time on the air in the mornings and be able to promote Burt's Big Adventure fundraiser. Now, don't get it twisted. Burt's Big Adventure is not going anywhere. We've already had our medical meeting where we looked through applications for families for 2026. The trip has already been planned. We already know where we're staying. Like, Burt's Big Adventure is going to live on as it should. So we are going to do a hard push for this last full-time on-air, morning on-air fundraiser. So we are giving away a brand new 2025 Audi Q3 from Audi Atlanta. And the way you can get that is by going to burtsbigadventure.org and purchasing a raffle ticket. Now, in the years past, there have been people who have purchased multiple raffle tickets and were gifted with the brand new car. There's also in the past somebody who literally bought one raffle ticket. And I remember she was struggling and had lost her job, but was still committed to donating to Burt's Big Adventure, got that raffle ticket, and she was the one who won the car. So maybe this year it's going to be you, but it can only be you if you go to burtsbigadventure.org and snag that raffle ticket before Wednesday, 5 p.m.
Okay, and to be honest with you, we're going to be leaning on you guys more for Burt's Big Adventure. Look, I understand that we have had an advantage.
Oh, yeah.
We have been able to promote our nonprofit, Burt's Big Adventure, for years publicly. Now we're like everybody else, pretty much, with the exception of coming on every now and then. So we're going to be leaning on you guys more for Burt's Big Adventure and attention. But let's not celebrate that just yet. We need to get those raffle tickets sold, and we need that cash. Burt'sBigAdventure.org.
Get it. The Burt Show.
I don't want to continue the week feeling the way I am now, and I'm not exactly sure how to pull myself out of it.
This deep depression?
It's not a deep depression, yeah. I don't know how to explain it. This is the last week of the Burt Show. And I haven't, I don't think, allowed myself. It's kind of the same thing I've done my entire life. Like, there's a job to do for the rest of the week.
Are you having a hard time celebrating? Because this is supposed to be a week of celebration of everything we've done and everything you've accomplished the last 25 years. Like, that's supposed to be the overall vibe.
It's a celebration as in you have a celebration of life when someone dies.
I have certainly felt it, for sure, the celebration part of it. Going back and going through all the stuff that this show has done in this community, you know, you just tend to, on a day-to-day, forget about that stuff. So to be faced with it again and going like, oh my God, we really did make some kind of the difference in people's lives. But I wasn't really sure what I was going to expect this week. But I know feeling today, I feel like I'm on the brink of tears.
Okay.
And it's only Monday.
Oh, you got a long way ahead of you, sir.
I'm not really sure how to sort it out, man. It just almost seems like it's not real, but it's real. And I'm not as excited as I thought I would be. I'm more sad than I am excited. And I think just because it's truly saying goodbye, you know, like, and yeah.
You had this to me is classic Burt. Okay. And this is why you should go into everything with no expectations. And it will be, and it will continue to be this week. We have some great guests that are coming on, and we're going to reminisce and laugh. And yes, there'll also be tears. But I think you need to embrace the fact that this is going to be hard, and it's going to be emotional. And it's a goodbye. And goodbyes often aren't easy. And that's what we're doing here.
I also think that you've been talking about retirement for, you know, 1, 2, 7 years now. Yeah. And so it's always been this thing at the end of the rainbow, like something really to look forward to. And it is. You're going to get to mm-hmm. live this new chapter of your life. But I think, and sometimes when I'm excited about something, until the reality really hits, like right when it's about to switch over, I'm like, oh God, I didn't put enough thought into the sadness behind this. Still happy. Yeah. But now it's all hitting at once. Whereas you've had several, like quite a while to ramp up for the exciting part of it.
I think that's probably it. I mean, this is the week. So, you know, like today is the last Monday.
This is the week to be sad, dude.
This is the last Monday.
On the plus side, Kristen talked about the Sunday scaries on her Instagram story yesterday. You'll never have the Sunday scaries again.
Oh, I'm sure I will.
Just that every day is Sunday now.
I don't know. And there's concern also. Wrapped up in it, like, yeah, I don't know, man. It's just concern. Like, I want everybody in here to,
dude, we'll be fine.
I know.
We'll be fine.
I just got a whole bunch of things going through my head and my heart right now.
I know.
And to be able to express them all this week is going to be almost impossible. But I can tell you this, like, there was a staff member that told me that they had something really cool lined up a couple of days for them after the Burt Show. And I took so much.
Oh.
It's okay to show emotions.
I know. There's so much relief in that. Because I know everybody here is going to be good. And this is only partially the reason why I'm getting emotional right now. It's just all
hitting.
This has been 25 years of doing this, man, and just so one-tracked. And now, and now here we are all saying goodbye to each other. And I just love this staff right here, too.
I mean, we tolerate you.
I'm going to need a lot of that this week. I really am. All right, so where are we going here?
Yes, Tommy, take it away, sir.
All right, so we're going back OG style. One of the original members of the Burt Show.
I'm already starting to tear up, and this person's not even in yet.
She went on to do her own show, and now she's doing something even more important than radio or any of this. Please welcome back to the Burt Show, the one and only Jen Hobby.
The original. Hey, girl.
Hi.
Get over here.
Hi.
How are you?
I am. Great. How are you?
I'm teetering, Jen. Yes. I'm teetering.
Present for you.
Thanks for coming in.
Oh my gosh. Hi.
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 Good.
Hi. I was listening on my way in here, and you guys have such great chemistry. It's so fun.
I know. We really shouldn't end this. We really should not end this.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't.
Can you hear in the headphones?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm good.
Yeah, it's a really special time on the Burt Show, but it's been since day number one, and you were there for it, man.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy. For those of you that don't know also that, Jen, you were working at The Beat, right?
Yes, I was working at 95.5 The Beat. Yeah. And then Burt and I actually met at Cosmo Lava. Do y'all remember that awesome bar in Atlanta where everybody hung out?
I don't think that thing's around anymore.
No, I don't think so. Yeah. No, of course. I mean, no. I wouldn't know.
Me neither. I'm not down there.
Yeah. I haven't been cool in a really long time. But I ran into Burt and we hit it off, and that's where it started.
And you were a promotions director at The Beat.
Yes.
And I've always said about The Beat that I was so nervous about that radio station. I knew they were going to crush us, but their signal was so teeny teeny. Yep. They never really had a chance. Thank God.
Yes. Thank goodness. Thank goodness. Yeah. And I came over here doing promotions, and then I filled in for Melissa Carter when she was getting her kidney transplant. And you guys liked me enough to say, you should stick around.
Yep. And so we put her to work, not only on the air here, but also she was the original Burt's Big Adventure organizer.
That's right. That's right. We launched it.
We didn't know what we were doing with Burt's Big Adventure at all. By the way, this is Abby.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. You sound great on the air, by the way.
Oh, thank you. It's very flattering coming from you.
You sound awesome.
We were putting together Burt's Big Adventure, really not having any idea what we were doing at all, and really nobody to organize it. So Jen comes in studio, and with her promotions background, I asked her to be the first Burt's Big Adventure director, and she did, and did a great, but without those first couple of years of you doing that, there's probably no Burt's Big Adventure.
Well, you and Stacy worked so hard on launching it as a 501c3 and getting all that started. I mean, watching that from the ground up was so much work, but was so much fun. I mean, what an honor to create that for those families. Do you remember the first one we went on? We were on the Atlanta a Hawks plane.
Yes, it was a, yes,
it
I do.
It was a tiny, like, it was player, a crap plane.
It was crap.
The Atlanta Hawks plane was crap?
It was crap.
So it was not great. And we put all these families on it. I was so nervous. Was like, please get us to Orlando. Please get us to Orlando. Like, I was like, we do not. We, yeah. Oh, gosh.
So what I had originally thought was, are you okay?
Yeah. Why?
Okay. I don't know. I'm just making sure. Because I thought that I saw some tears coming up and then I was going to go in.
No, you're good.
Okay. So the Hawks, I was assuming that the Atlanta Hawks plane was going to be like this super lavish.
Me too.
Like, I mean, you have nothing but guys in there that are 6'10 and 7'4. So we were thinking big screen TVs and these couches, and it was not like that at all. In fact, they used to use this plane in the off season. They would use the Hawks plane to transfer convicts from one state to the other.
Shut up.
It was a Con Air?
It was literally a Con Air. So they took out most of the stuff in the plane, and that's what they gave us for those first couple of trips.
How many families went on that first trip? Do you remember?
I want to say it was maybe six.
It was six?
Yeah. Six families?
Yeah. Six families and six prisoners in the cargo hold.
and some duct tape. Yeah.
Oh, God. We so didn't know what we were doing. We took a kid on the first trip, and one of the things that he had, one of his illnesses, was to heat. And we were going to Orlando.
Yeah.
And we're like, dang, we really should have thought about that better.
We should have thought this through. But we had Dr. Tom, and we were going to be fine.
Yep.
I was like, okay, any medical questions? He's got it.
That's the truth.
And Dr. Tom still goes on the trip?
Still?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
The whole medical staff is still on her from the beginning.
Dr. Michelle.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I love them so much.
Yep.
That's so great to hear. I love it.
Tom's taking less and less heavy kids, though.
Yes.
He used to be able to take the heaviest kids on rides. Get a little older now.
Yeah, he would carry them all day through the park.
That doesn't happen anymore.
No.
He needs his own skills on the orthopedics somewhere.
Yeah, that's
why we now have AB, who is a personal trainer and has muscles on muscles, and he's the one that does nice. the wheelchair transfers instead of Dr. Tom.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I have so many questions I want to know about your family and how the kids are doing.
We could do this forever, man. We'll have to do this at lunch or dinner one night.
I know.
Those first couple of years, Jen was part of something really special in radio because we had bosses that left us alone.
Yes.
Right? When we started the show, we were really pretty damn clueless. And I've told this story so many times, but I'll tell it again. When I got here from Washington, D.C., and the radio station hired me, I had no hosting experience at all. Didn't know what I was doing at all, right? But I had this dream to host this show. I get in here, and then I went to Brian Phillips, and I said, you hired the wrong guy, man, because I don't know what I'm doing, and our staff doesn't have any idea. So give us some direction. Give us direction. And Brian said, you go in, you do your thing with your staff, and we'll meet back in 6 months, and you're going to make a whole bunch of mistakes. Just go ahead and make all the mistakes, but just be the Burt Show. And he allowed us to have that kind of freedom, and then we did suck. We sucked really bad, like really bad. It was very bad. And he never had the meeting with us. He's like, it's so bad, it's good. So just do what you want. And he allowed us to start the Burt Show with really no structure whatsoever. That doesn't happen in radio anymore. You know this.
Yeah, it doesn't happen anymore. We were really given that freedom. And we were on a smaller signal.
Yeah.
So they sort of ignored us for a little while, which is nice.
Yeah, 99X was over here. And they were making so much money. And it was, their morning show was just kicking ass. And they didn't really care about us. We were the pet project, this top 40 on a really bad signal in Atlanta. So maybe you're right. Maybe he just didn't care enough to like give us any direction. think about it.
Right. But I will say, you have always had such a knack for finding what's entertaining. And I'm sure that your team now knows, like, when you see that sparkle in his eye, when someone comes up with a personal topic, or you're in your brainstorming and someone's like, we should talk about this, and Burt gets the twinkle in his eye, you go, okay, that's it. But you've always had such a knack for finding what's going to be new and interesting and entertaining and captivating for the audience. You've always had that. And that's from day one.
Thank you.
And I think that you bring the best out of your staff by having that. You cultivate those good entertaining moments.
Thank you. There was a time here where we didn't even know what we were all going to be talking about on the radio. I would just say, Jen, this is your break. Or Jeff, this is your break. And we didn't go over what it was. There was no balance to the show. It was just like, start talking.
Here we go. Yep, this is yours. Yep. Yeah. But some of the most vulnerable moments came out of that because you would catch us off guard and then all you could do was talk about what was on your mind and in your heart. And sometimes we just confessed. It was just like this open confession. And those were some of the moments I think that connected with the audience the most. Mm-hmm. Was, and you all know this, when you're the most vulnerable and when you're able to reveal the things about you that you're scared of or embarrassed about, that's when the audiences connect with you the most.
Yeah, I think we've been doing that for 25 years.
Absolutely.
Because as soon as I see it in their eyes, like they got something to say, I'm going in, man.
Oh, yeah.
No, you still have that knack. That's still one of his tools of the trade.
They also have learned like not to say things off the air at all that are vulnerable, because as soon as the mics come on, I'm like, is this okay to talk about on the air?
Boom. And then you're in it.
And there it is.
But it is some sort of crazy therapy, right?
It is.
It
for
really,
sure.
It really helps you through it.
Yeah.
So we've been asking the former members of the show that are coming back to visit us this last week. Like last week, we had Mark Owens, a.k.a. Phil Taran, and we relived some of his stunts and the stunt that got him fired from the air.
Oh, my gosh.
And I asked Jen to come up. We were texting yesterday, and I'm like, what is a moment that you remember? And she said,
when we did the $10,000 Who Do You Know?
And oh, God.
It was to find the biggest celebrity to call the show.
And the phone was ringing off the hook
left and right with every celebrity you could think of.
It was such a different time because we didn't have Instagram and social media. So it was a really fun contest because as us on the air, we had no idea who was on the line.
Remember Samuel L. Jackson called us? I mean, we had just some of the biggest celebrities in the world ringing that hotline number.
And you also had a budget because you could offer $10,000, which nobody has anymore.
Exactly. We could offer $10,000.
And it came down to two people, right?
It came down to two. And Bert was...
I'm so mad even now.
It seems ridiculous looking back on it because it came down to Justin Timberlake and Muhammad Ali.
So pissed.
And who was the bigger celebrity? And it seems ridiculous to even debate that now. But back then, Justin Timberlake was like the hottest thing in the world.
So even if you... Yeah.
You got him riled up.
I was so mad. So mad. Because, you know, and I had the Muhammad Ali connection with my kids. My kids weren't even born yet at this point, but he was in my heart. Like, that's the gap that I had between me and my dad. The only thing that I really had was my dad pulling up a TV saying, we are sitting down and we are watching Muhammad Ali fight tonight, right? So it was in my heart. Plus, he's known in every corner of the world. Every corner of the world. I'm still getting mad again that Justin Timberlake beat Muhammad Ali in this contest.
So for a long time, I thought this audio was lost. I reached out to Tracy. I said, Tracy, is there any way you can figure out the date that the vote went down on this thing? May 13th, 2008.
No way you found it.
I called Aaron. Aaron and I met at Yardbirds at the Battery last night.
Come on.
It was like a drug deal. I drove by in my Silverado pickup truck, and she's on the street and hands me this tape. And I said, is this the tape of the city official having sex with the prostitutes? And so this is it. And
VHS.
We don't have time to play it now,
okay,
but we've already edited it. And at some point, we're going to relive it. That day where the actual vote, Kristen, they had an actual, like, huge judge come in and lay out the fine, like, defined what celebrity was. And that's how they ended up with their final vote.
Well, for continuity purposes, let's go ahead and hit the 750 and let's go ahead and play it here so we can just keep going.
I could do that, but then some of our audience, well, only Atlanta would hear it. So do you want to hang on to it and wait later?
I mean, your name's on the show. You can decide.
I guess we could do it at 8 o'clock. Yeah. Now that, yeah.
Yeah.
We could have, but let's not. We'll just wait till 8 now.
Yeah, yeah. We'll wait till 8.
What else do you remember about those beginning days?
Oh, my gosh. Just laughing until we cried.
It was a free-for-all.
It was a free-for-all. And we were wild. I was trying to go back and put together, like, a photo album for you. But I didn't. I mean, my iPhone doesn't have it that far back.
I know, right?
But I was going through Shutterfly, like, trying to look for... Oh, I mean, and there were Halloween parties that were... We were wild.
Didn't you guys have like
wild children?
A pool party and the bitter ball back in the day as well?
Yeah. Yes. We had a lockdown night one night at a hotel also, where if you went to the party, you had to stay in the hotel. what a cluster that was. Oh my God. Yep.
Lawyers would have a field day with our life back then.
We couldn't get away with the stuff today that we did back then.
I mean, we just did all kinds of wild things, but made such incredible memories for people too. Do you remember when Tracy pulled off the surprise wedding?
Oh my God. Yeah. This was crazy. It was Tracy and Jeff, I think, both at the time working on this thing down in Piedmont Park.
Yes.
Now, I don't remember the specifics behind the whole thing, but...
It was like we had a wedding competition and we fake gave a winner. So the winner who actually won on the air didn't win, but the girl who won was nice enough to help this girl plan it or something like that, right?
And we had
ruse about it. Anyway, the runner-up ended up actually being the bride. And when she showed up to help plan this other wedding, it was actually her wedding.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and we had the whole family there, and at some point we have to find that audio. But it was a series of these things that we were doing in the very beginning of the Bert Show that really put us on the map.
Yeah. It was crazy. So much fun.
So what are you doing now? I mean, you smartly got out of radio before I did. Right. And tell them what you're doing now.
So it takes a little bit of a backstory, but my husband and I met because of the Bert Show. Yeah. So I also first have to say thank you for saying yes to the South Cobb High School marching band.
That's right.
Because this little tiny high school had this marching band that was the only one who was going to march in President Obama's inauguration parade.
Right.
Remember, that was such a big deal.
That's right.
And Bert was the only one on the show that was like, we can fundraise for this marching band and we can get them there. They needed everything. And all the rest of us were like, are you sure? It's kind of the holidays. Like, is anybody going to get behind this? And you were steadfast. Like, we are doing this. We're like, okay. And sure enough, we go on the air. And of course, the audience of the Bert Show comes pouring out. And within a week, we have like $40,000-$50,000 for this marching band. And when they came in, also walked in their very cute high school principal, who is now my husband, Grant.
And you guys been married how long now?
We've been married 15 years.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah,
15. Like the universe made it all happen in the studio.
Right. That's right. I know. So, and we have two daughters. So my oldest, Lauren, is a seventh grader. And our youngest, Reese, is in fourth grade.
Crazy.
And Reese is a cancer survivor. So when she was a baby, she was diagnosed with a germ cell tumor. Mm-hmm. And we went through all of that, chemo, radiation, you know, thanks be to God and to Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. She is here today and a survivor and doing so well. But through that experience was really exposed to the lack of funding for childhood cancer research. And I know you all have had exposure through Bert's Big Adventure to some of your kiddos that have gone on the trip. I became close with an organization called Cure Childhood Cancer over the years. And Kristen Connor is the CEO, become a really good friend of mine. And this year she said, we need somebody with your exact skill set. How about we talk about what this could look like. And we sure did. We talked about it. And now I work full time for Cure Childhood Cancer.
Isn't that amazing?
Congratulations.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, it's great. It's very mission driven group. I mean, such an incredible team of people, really two arms of the organization. One, we wrap our arms around families that are going through a childhood cancer treatment and support them in all kinds of ways, whether that's, you know, meals or financial assistance or counseling. And then the other arm is research. So we are funding millions of dollars in research every year to make sure that the brightest and best scientists can get their clinical trials to kids.
Do you want to send them to a website or somewhere?
Yeah, sure. Fundraise? It's curechildhoodcancer.org.
Okay.
We'd love for you to go.
It's the most Jen Hobby thing I've ever
Check
heard.
It.
Yeah. thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you all for the time to come back and visit you. It's so such an honor. And I'm so excited for your next chapter.
Thank you.
I'm so happy for you. And I hope that you will continue to bless people because you've got a God-given gift of entertaining people, bringing people together for meaningful experiences and unforgettable moments. Just don't stop doing that.
Thank you, Jen. Okay. And thank you for being there from the... Without that foundation of the very beginning and all of us doing that craziness together, this doesn't even exist. So again, over and over and over again this week, I keep wanting to use the words thank you, but it just doesn't seem enough. Like there's got to be a deeper word. And whatever that word is, I'm giving it to you right now.
Well, thank you. thank you for the opportunity. And you launched my career. So thank you.
It's great seeing
Hats
you.
Hats off to you.
Thank you.
Get it. The Bert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane. Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. Be fearless in the sun with Blue Lizard Australian sunscreen. Whether you're diving into ocean waves or simply chasing your kids around the backyard, Blue Lizard has you covered so you can enjoy every moment worry-free. Designed for your whole family and free from fragrances, parabens, and phthalates. Blue Lizard is your go-to mineral sunscreen, trusted by dermatologists, pediatricians, and parents. Shop now on Amazon.com and be fearless in the sun with Blue Lizard Australian sunscreen.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.